Hello and welcome to another Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Malachi chapter 3, and we're reading verses 6 to 12.
I, the Lord, do not change, so you, O descendants of Jacob, are not destroyed. Ever since the time of your forefathers, you have turned away from my decrees and have not kept them. Return to me, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. But you ask, how are we to return? Will a man rob God? Yet you rob me. But you ask, how do we rob you? In tithes and offerings. You are under a curse, the whole nation of you, because you are robbing me. Bring the whole tithe into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing that you will not have room enough for it. I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit, says the Lord Almighty. Then all the nations will call you blessed, for yours will be a delightful land, says the Lord Almighty.
Our focus is on verse 10. Floodgates of heaven. So different from the Israelites. They had become tight-fisted, concerned that they should have enough for themselves rather than giving to the Lord. As a result, even what they had was destroyed, and their hearts were now far from God. Putting ourselves first distances us from God and will always leave us short. But God loves to give, and he doesn't change. The God who wants to throw open the floodgates of heaven is the same Heavenly Father who lavishes his love on his children. Have a look at 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. Our reluctance to put God first at times can deny us these blessings. And God loves a cheerful giver because God himself delights in giving. As we give ourselves afresh to the Lord today, let's give cheerfully, let's give generously, and let's give everything. We'll not go short. Our Heavenly Father will make sure of that. A prayer. Father God, thank you for your kindness and generosity towards me in all that you give to me day by day. Help me not to take it for granted, but to be ready and willing, even happy, to share what I have with other people. In Jesus' name I ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.